That's okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to The Bronze Medal Life. It's me, Colleen Lindstrom, and I am your host. I'm here to hang out with you. I'm here to embark on this journey of figuring out how to shed all of the pretenses of perfection and live into our best selves, which is really just our bronze medal selves. We're putting in the same work as the people who are trying to get the gold, and it's okay to just be okay. It's okay to have the bronze medal. You're still a medalist. You're doing great. That's what we're doing here on The Bronze Medal Life, and that's why I like to check in with you every week via this podcast. You can also find me over, if you're more the reading type, that's a thing too. It's all good. I talk about different things on my Substack, and you can connect to all of those things, including the Bronze Medal Shop, which is where you can get motivational t-shirts and all kinds of fun things, including Sad Lion merchandise. That is at thebronzemedallife.com. Okay, so a few weeks ago, I don't remember how many, don't ask me to count. That's not my strength. A few weeks ago, though, I had my friend Shannon Stoff on from Cadre. Cadre is, and if you haven't had a chance to check out the Cadre app, C-A-D-R-E, it is a wonderful community that we are building where you can get help and support from people who are on the journey of life, just like you, who maybe have anxiety or depression or are dealing with grief or are caregivers or are doing personal development, either from a life standpoint or from a career standpoint. There's all kinds of content there for you. Experts and people just like you who are sharing their own stories as a way of reminding you that you're not alone in this journey. Cadre is not paying for that promotion. However, in the interest of full disclosure, I do work for the company. So I'm a huge fan. You can also find me there. Feel free to download it though, just by going to your app store or your Google Play store or wherever you get your apps. And it's called Cadre, C-A-D-R-E. Shannon is on the team over at Cadre, and she talked a little bit about Cadre a few weeks ago. But I don't want to, I mean, I do want to talk, I would talk about Cadre all day. That's not why we're here. That's not why you called. But right now I want to talk about Shannon. I'm a fan of Shannon podcast. Because of one thing that she has taught me specifically that has, I think, really started to change me in a beautiful way. And I want to share it with you because I wonder if this is a small thing you can integrate into your personal self-talk that maybe can help you a little bit. I noticed, so Shannon and I, if you missed the podcast, I'll give you kind of our history. We worked together many, many moons ago, so many years ago. She was in sales at the radio station that I worked at, and I was on the air. And we knew each other. We were acquainted. We sat together at lunch. I enjoyed her. I always have liked Shannon a great deal. But, you know, similar to what we do, I think, a lot with people, I had made a decision about who I thought she was. And didn't think that I was her type. Let's just say it that way. I didn't know if I was her type. Turns out I'm totally her type. It's all great. She's my type. We're each other's type. It's great. But we reconnected. And that's when we sort of discovered this. We reconnected after I launched this podcast. And she was working for Cadre. And she said, I wonder if maybe you, that we have some of the similar goals. And I was like, she said, do you want to go out for coffee? I said, of course, I will go out for coffee any day of the week with any human. So she and I went out for coffee, and one of the first things I noticed and loved is in the middle of a conversation, if she had an opportunity to make a judgment or feel prickly about something, instead of going down that road, she would pause and say out loud, and that's okay. And I noticed it right away, and then I started to kind of do it. And then I realized what it was doing to me. Okay, hear me out. Humans have a tendency to spiral. Did you know that? Especially if you're a person who's prone to anxiety, if you're prone to comparison, if you are prone to comparing yourself to other people, if you are maybe a little bit more rigid in your thinking, it can be very easy to look at other people and what they're doing and allow judgment in. And I think oftentimes, actually most of the time, judgment isn't really about the other person. It's about how you feel about yourself. It's a window to yourself. And so you can have your thoughts and your opinions. All of those things are real. But if you allow those things then to take hold of your mood or take hold of your the trajectory of your day or of a conversation, if you allow that to pull you down or anchor you in a negative headspace, that can be really, really corrosive. And I've noticed that when I stop and say, that's okay, if I'm talking about a choice that somebody else has made, that's okay, because it's their choice, that's okay. Or if something happens that was unexpected in my life, here's an example. This is actually a true example. And I texted my friend Shannon about this immediately after because I said, it's working on me. I was driving the other day and I was on a city street, you know, in my neighborhood, a street that I knew. And I should have known that there was a stop sign at the intersection. But sometimes I am not, you know, driving by memory, and I really am using like the visual cues, but there was a truck parked in front of the stop sign. So I didn't see the stop sign until I was almost in the intersection. And then because I'm a rule follower, I slammed on my brakes and my purse, you guys all know this has happened to you. I know it. If you carry a purse for sure, my purse, which was on the passenger seat, because cars have never figured out where women can put their purses or men, where do purses go? Nobody knows. Anyway, I was sitting in the passenger seat, not buckled in, and the whole thing tipped over and literally every single content of my purse was now on the dirty floor of my post-snow car. You know, like the boots of the kids in the passenger seat and the dirty on the bottom, and it's all over the, it's so gross, and everything in my purse was on that. And usually, honestly, I'm going to be brutally honest and vulnerable with you in this moment. Usually my impulse would be to engage in some sort of negative self-talk or something that blamed me for my purse falling on the floor, right? Which is so silly and dumb, right? And think about, I'd be mad, like, oh, I can't believe that just happened. Now I'm gonna have to go, when I get home, I really just wanna run to the bathroom, but I'm gonna have to pick all this stuff up, and then that's gonna take time, and it's gonna be all dirty, and then, right? And you idiot, why did you do that? Like, I'm prone to that. That is a place that my brain has been trained to go over years and years and years. But instead what I did is I looked at it and I said, that's okay. That's okay. That happened. And I'm gonna have to pick it up, and that's okay. That's okay. And I'll be fine. It is the simple, I've learned just by watching my friend do this so much, I have learned that when I do that, it immediately disarms me. Whatever the situation is, it immediately makes me pause and realize that every situation does not have to be an emergency. It does not have to engage my fight, flight, or freeze or fawn response. It can simply just be, and it can be okay. That's okay. Another friend of mine who I will call out, and I know she listens. Hi, Holly, my former producer when I hosted a show at My Talk 107.1, Holly Roberts on the Colleen and Bradley show. Holly used to say to me, and I'm sure I've mentioned this at some point in the podcast, but it bears mentioning again in this moment. She would say to me sometimes when I would be stressed out about something that was happening outside of the walls of work. I'm a caregiver for my kids, obviously. I am a wife. I am also a daughter who cares for a parent. And my parent sometimes would be needing me in the moment, and something I would feel the need to want to control it and be present for it. And Holly would say to me, and I love this because I do this all the time as well. She would say to me, Colleen, there's literally nothing you can do about that right now. And just even saying that and recognizing I did not have to be in that state of hypervigilance where I felt like I needed to be tinkering with all of the things outside of my view in that very moment, also that disarmed me. It made me remember to be in the present moment, and it made me shake off the guilt that I sometimes have a tendency to feel when I can't be everything to everybody all at once. And I'm hoping as I'm telling you this and my perspective and my story that you are hearing it through your own lens and thinking about the times and places in your life where maybe things haven't gone as planned or somebody has said something that you think is just completely asinine and you can employ that strategy to pause, and that's okay. That's all right. They can think that. They can do that. They can make that choice. Or everything's falling apart right now. That's okay. That's okay. I'm here right now. I can do this. Or there's literally nothing you can do about it right now. So it's all right. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. And I know that it doesn't always feel that way. And I am telling you that from a place of somebody who has experienced many, many traumas in my life. Some of them are well known and Googleable. I lost my daughter to SIDS when she was 3.5 months old. I had no control over that situation. And it was a really, really difficult, those early days were so difficult and very, very difficult and painful and scary. And I didn't know if everything was going to be all right. But getting through that, getting to the other side has made me realize how resilient we are as humans. There are other traumas I've had in my life, things that I don't talk very openly about. I'm not ready to. Someday I might. That's all right. Hey, that's okay. but not, now is not the time to speak publicly about those things. And that's my choice. But sometimes it doesn't feel like everything's going to be okay. Sometimes it doesn't feel like you can't do something about what's happening. That impulse to want to fix things can be so strong. But here's what I can assure you. You're safe until you're not safe. You are loved and you are cared for by the people in your circle. And when things are difficult, it really won't last. It really won't. Pain is temporary. I said that to my daughter when she got her ears pierced again the other day. Pain is temporary, Tilla. It's okay. It's going to hurt for a little bit, and then you're just going to love it for the rest of your life. But the pain is worth it. The pain can be worth it. And it's okay. And maybe there's something in your life right now that you're wishing that you could control or change. And there's time for that. There's time. But right now, you're okay. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you for listening to the Bronze Metal Life podcast. Thank you for checking out my Substack and reading my musings. I'm not an expert. I'm just a person who's trying to like get through this life just like you. And I hope that you see that we can do this in community. We can try things together. We can just be okay. We can just be okay. We don't have to be perfect. You are great. You are doing great. And I'm so thankful that you're here and that you're hanging out with me here in this space, that you're and that you're trying, that you're showing up every single day and giving it that bronze medal effort. You're doing great. Talk to you next week.